Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and with me tonight, of course, I have lovely, lovely Dawn. Hello, Dawn.
Hello. Guys, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave you hanging there almost to the wire, man. And talking about calling in by the skin of my teeth.
Well, yeah, it's understandable that you have, you know, family things that you have to take care of first, but I'm glad you were able to join me.
Well, me too. Me too. How are you?
Living.
Well, that's better than not living, let me tell
you. Or as you say, living, breathing, walking, talking, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, now I'm curious because I've not had a chance to talk to you really all day, but are you supposed to get any of that snow that they're calling for?
Well, we did have a winter watch warning thing, whatever, that they recently canceled, but on my TV at the bottom, I see different counties that are closing, like, their school after school activities and things like that, or any meetings that they might have. So I'm not quite sure what we're supposed to get, if anything. It's been quite a miserable day with rainy and gloomy and just yucky altogether.
Yeah.
But I do know that the East Coast is supposed to get slammed, like, 15 inches of snow.
Well, it's the East Coast, but it's not my East Coast, not my part of the world.
Thank God for that.
No, but I would love to have a little bit. So anyone that's listening on the East Coast this evening, bracing for this horrendous storm, send some down our way, will you? You know, there are probably plenty of people who would go, yes, if only we could, kind of thing, you know. Anyway,
I am very, very sure that they will be. Very happy to send it to you. I mean, nobody wants to get slammed. Like, basically, if you think about it, the end of winter with 15 inches of snow.
Yeah. Well, we've never seen winters like that ever here. And I, you know, geez, it's like, just, I wish we could see at least one good snow that was about 13, 14 inches. I would be happy. Just once and done for the winter and get it over with, you know?
Your whole state would be closed down.
We would be, but that's okay. We would love every second of it until about day three when we all had cabin fever and said, how did the people up north handle this?
I know, so, right?
We want to go back to normal living, you know, in the south, which doesn't
We actually handle it by going out and doing a normal business day, whereas we're used to it, so that's why it makes sense.
Yeah.
But
that is
we
so
are
true.
Waiting for our guest, Eric Zuli, and he's finishing up a show. I guess he texted Dawn to let her know. The guy is a busy bee, so we're just waiting for him to call in.
Yeah, and I to update that, he just said he had about 2 minutes left on his show, and then he would be switching over. So he will be calling in shortly. So what's been going on in your world today, Pam? You've been deathly ill for over a week now, but gosh, you sound like a new person today.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, so far it seems like able to breathe and able to talk. I've still got the cough and the stomach problems, but the doctor gave me some antibiotics, and I'm hoping within a couple days they kick in.
Oh, well, I hope so, too, for your sake.
Yeah, nobody wants to be sick, let alone this long.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a life, so to say, but what life I do have, I'd like it to be livable and, you know, able to get out of bed and do things like this, and I enjoy my show, and I'm so sorry I didn't get to be more involved recently, and especially with Ricky Paul Golden, who I absolutely adore, but I'm very grateful that you were here to help us and, you know, do it. Take over, like the pro you are.
Well, thank you. You're just too kind, really. It helps that I happen to love this sort of thing, so you know that is a plus in your favor and mine, I guess. But yeah, I mean seriously, I didn't mind helping you out. I was glad that I was able to do it, you know, in the wake of you being so sick, because otherwise you may have had to, you know, cancel shows, which we would never want you to have to do that. So glad to be available to help out. And you heard Ricky Paul; he said, you know, he'd be glad to come back anytime. So you will get your moment to talk with him. So.
Yeah, I can't wait till his show debuts on December. Listen to me, February 15th. Who the heck wants to start that over again? December. Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. No, February 15th is the big kickoff date, and I tell you, we did get some winners for the tickets he was giving away on the show the other night. So I'm very excited for those guys who are going to be heading to New York this weekend and partaking in that.
Definitely, and I told them on Facebook to make sure they take lots of pictures and you know, give us maybe a blog or something that we can put on the website with the pictures to see all the different people that showed up and what happened, and I'm sure they're going to have a blast. My gosh, there's going to be so many daytime people there, too, that, you know, the soap actors, and that should be phenomenal in itself, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if only we could go. My gosh. And like I said the other night, if you hadn't have been so deathly ill, nearly, you know, I would try to find a way for us to get in an airplane and go to New York. I mean, but being in an airplane as sick as you've been would not be the best place for you to be right now. You know, that's just like a germ hub waiting to happen, you know.
So. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And to all our listeners, I mean, this goes for all of you. Anybody that has been to any kind of event with a celebrity and you've met them and you'd like to share it with other fans, send it to info@taketworadio.com and we'd be happy to put it up on our website.
Most definitely. We will be happy to. And by the way, if you have not checked out our website lately, you need to just go on over while you're surfing the web to taketworadio.com. And we got a lot of neat things there. We are constantly updating and adding content, and we really try to keep it as up to date as possible. So, you know, you'll find a lot of good stuff there. Just go check it out. And then if you've got a moment, send us shoot us an email, let us know what you like. If there's something that is not on the site that you would like to see on the site, I mean, by all means, please, you know, let us know, because the site is for you guys.
Exactly.
So all too happy.
I think Eric is on the phone, and I just want to preface that with he's known as the Hollywood It Guy. He's an actor, producer, TV, a radio show host, creator of The Easy Way, and more. So let's go ahead and welcome Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hey, what's going on? We're doing it the easy way. What's up, everybody?
Hello, how are you, Eric?
Blessed and highly favored, and trying to, you know, keep the hair on the head. No,
yeah. Well, you are definitely a man of many hats.
It's funny that you said hats, because we've really been working hard on the Easy Way hat line, fedora hat line, and so we just got that done. It'll be coming out in March.
Oh, that's cool. Wow. Yeah. I know. I see a lot of your pictures and your videos and that where you're wearing a different hat, mainly a fedora, but a lot of times a baseball-type hat, too.
Yeah, so that's the trademark. Everybody, and, you know, it's funny. Like, I had a friend of mine, you know, help me with some designs and whatnot, and, you know, I just kind of wanted to have my own look. And, you know, I just want to be different, and I just kind of came up with this idea. And I just came up with the whole Easy Way thing, and then I wanted to do the jewelry and the hats and this and that, and I just rocked my own hat, and people just started they're coming up to me, and they're like, how can I get one of those hats? How can I get one of those hats? So we started a hat line, you know?
Oh, wow. I mean, I guess, you're a social media icon, mogul, if you will. I mean, you do so many different things, and I guess the question is, what have you not done? You know, you've tapped into a lot of different pots, my friend.
That's for sure.
Well, I mean, what have I not done? I was going to say cook, but I cook everything. I don't bake.
You don't bake?
I don't bake cakes and pies and stuff like that. Everything else, I pretty much do. No, it's in the entertainment, the viral world. I'm very busy, and now I've been getting really integrated in the producer world. I've acted. I've done 6 or 7 movies, and I'm learning a lot from a lot of the bigger people, my mentors, and I'm just kind of. People have told me that I'm kind of on the same road as Dick Clark Productions and things like that. So I have a movement that a lot of people are following, that we open up doors and we kind of talk about the success stories and the struggles to the success stories. And I just have a lot of a lot of celebrity friends and people that are kind of involved in the movement, and we just created a company with it. And there's shows that you can go on Easy Way Broadcasting, and I've had a network for over 7 years where we've created content and distributed content that has to do with Hollywood and behind the scenes and music videos and movies and films and TV. And I've gone to probably 3,000 Hollywood events, and I've, you know, just gotten a lot of pictures and just I manipulating content the easy way. You know, it's cool, and people are really following it. Anybody that's listening that is following me, thank you so much. I love my supporters, my Easy Way supporters, we call them. And anybody that doesn't know me, if you follow me, thank you so much for you following me. I love you.
Well, let's start out from the beginning so our listeners know who you are and how you got your start in the entertainment business. I read that you're self-taught for street dancing in an audition for Pulse Dance Troupe at the age of 17, and you were one of the 10 chosen to be involved. How did you get into that?
Yeah, well, I have to give props to Usher, our man Usher, and Justin Timberlake and things like that. I've watched them on TV, just like anybody would. If I was a kid, I watched Usher on TV all the time, and I had Michael Jackson and things like that. And I was always into dancing, and then dancing kind of turned into rapping, and then rapping turned into producing, and then producing turned, and it keeps on going on and on and on. And I've kind of been involved in all the genres of the industry, but starting from the beginning, I got into freestyling, rapping songs and things like that, and it was really interesting to me. And that's what freestyling music was really my first turning point into Hollywood, because I had a friend of mine actually call me and he's like, hey, can you perform? I had a friend call out sick, and he was doing this DVD release thing, and so it was at the Garden Grove Hyatt. I went down there, and at the time I was a salesperson, wasn't in Hollywood at all, but I enjoyed doing music and producing beats and things like that. So I'm like, oh, this is my chance. Ooh, okay. I gotta make this big. I gotta get a limo, and I gotta call to my girlfriends, and I made shirts, and I really made it a big to do. So, and I think on my MySpace you can still see this video. So I had like 12 girls in a limousine and a hot, big stretch SUV limo. I was in a suit, and I rolled in, and at the time my company was called What You Need Productions, and so they were wearing What You Need Production shirts, and you know the ambiance. And for any listeners that's listening, you look the part, you become the part. That's one of my best pieces of advice. So I looked the part, and I did a great performance, I think. And yeah, when you roll in there with 12 beautiful girls all rocking your stuff that match your suit, that's definitely going to draw attention.
Right.
So I had a publicist actually come up to me for the first time and say, wow, I love your charisma, your swagger, your this, that, here's my card, I'm in Hollywood, this and that. And before that, I actually did a little bit of radio on X Radio.biz, not X Radio, but X Radio.biz, and I met a producer with my beats and stuff. So I met that producer, and then the publicist knew the same producer, so it kind of connected. And then they're like, oh, and then I went to my first Hollywood event, and me, I'm a networking freak. Like, if you give me a chance to network, I'm going to network the whole room. So I went around, networked in the room, and the producer saw that. You know, I'm a people person. I just love to talk to people. So I networked a lot. I got a lot of cards, met a lot of great people, and the producer was like, man, you're a people person. He offered me the chance to host for the first time. That was my beginning of EZ.
Oh, wow. That's pretty neat.
One of the things that I'm curious about is how did you end up with the moniker EZ? I mean, obviously Eric Gulley's your name, but I mean, was it born of any other reason other than those are the initials of your name?
Yeah, many. It was actually a couple different ways. Well, the first point was the producer I'm talking about. He said we should call you know the initials. My initials have always been EZ. He's like, we're gonna call you EZ. That's your host name. And I was hosting for a show called Motorsports Mania, and it was supposed to be for Fox at the time. I don't know what happened, but I went to a lot of great events, and that was how Easy got born that way. The other way is I'm a connector. I'm a dot connector, and I connect a lot of dots and business deals and stuff, and people started saying, man, you make it so easy on people. So that kind of caught on. And so you kind of put the two together, and I just kind of took what was working and I formed the Easy Way, and that became the brand.
Perfect, perfect. And so now, it's like there is so many facets to you in terms of what you've done and what you've accomplished. It's incredible. I mean, I'm a busy person, at least I like to think I am, or at least Pam will tell you that I am.
Yeah.
And and she probably says next to you I'm probably the busiest person she knows because I never stop. And so I can kind of identify with that. But one of the things I'm interested in is, you know, do you ever have downtime? Is there anything you ever do, you know, to just chill and relax is there ever a moment when you're able to do that?
Well, honestly, Pam, that's a great question. And
that's
I'm
Dawn.
Trying. Oh, that was Dawn.
That was me.
Pam and Dawn. Damn. How about that? No, I'm kidding. That's a great question because that's something I'm trying to train myself to do. I'm such a ambitious, person that goes to my goal. I don't sleep. I mean, of course I sleep. I usually go to sleep around 12, 1, sometimes 2, and I wake up at 8. That's my routine. I try to at least get 8 hours. That's really important. And anybody that's listening, always get 8 hours of sleep. It's very, very important, more important than you know. But so I'm trying to train myself actually to become human again. It's weird. And I'm trying not to wake up at 6:30 in the morning and want to grab my cell phone and look at Twitter. You know, it gets addicting, the technology now, and you have to find the happy medium. You have to find the balance, and that's really the industry and the success and all that type of stuff that everybody wants, that's really a blessing for me, and I'm good there. I'm trying to come back and look for wifey. You know, and look for you know, having. I have to have my dad put cheeseburgers or chicken or you know, rice and spinach or something in front of me while I'm on my laptop. I'm like, oh yeah, food. And I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm working and I'm trying to put a little food in my mouth and then I let it sit there and I'm I got a business call and I'm on the call and my dad walks over and puts the plate in front of me again and kind of like, he won't ever touch my phone. I'm like a pit bull if you touch my phone. Don't ever touch my phone.
Hey, I talked to your dad. He was a sweetie.
He's kind of turning into an industry dad now, but no, my dad is the sweetest and nicest person in the world, and he has a really inspiring story too. And if your listeners stay tuned, at the end of this interview, I'll tell that story. It has to do with cancer survival. It's really interesting.
Okay.
But my dad and my team and my friends. I mean, my friends will actually come to the house and literally drag me out and make me go to the mall. And it's fascinating to me because I'll be walking through the mall, and I'll be like, oh, wow, I remember this about 7 years ago. I'll go to the movies. I remember what this is like. You know, it's really, I'm not that bad. I'm probably over-exaggerating a little bit, but it is, I'm trying to balance right now, so.
Well, I'm curious, what is a typical day in the life of Eric Zulli like? Because, I mean, it sounds like you're very well grounded, and in spite of your success and your fame, you manage to kind of keep that place, you know, among the normalcy. But what
right.
is it typically like for you from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed?
That's a great question as well. I mean, there's many different Eric Zulis. There's many different Easies. There's many different Hollywood It guys. You know, I can tell you the Hollywood It guy life. I can tell you the Eric Zulli life, and I can tell you the Easy life. Which one do you want to know?
Yeah. I'll let you choose. How about that?
Well, I think your listeners would be most interested in the Hollywood It guy thing. My agent books me on some red carpets and different things that I do when I do the Hollywood thing. I will wake up at 9 in the morning and obviously, you know, take a shower and do all the routine stuff, and I'll hop in the hot car. A lot of times my agent will come from Hollywood to pick me up in Orange County, and I'll be captive for like 9 a.m. till midnight. Doing meetings and going to red carpets and walking a carpet and doing interviews and meeting people, this and that, and then doing other meetings, and somewhere in there we try some food, and then we do some more meetings, and then, you know, it's just back to back to back to back to back to back. Like, for instance, this Saturday coming up, we have the Hearts for Hope fundraiser in Westlake Village at the Four Seasons Hotel. And I am doing, this is business, this would be Eric Zulli, this wouldn't be Hollywood It Guy, this would be Eric Zulli. I am doing the media relations for that, and all the top high-end corporate executives and things like that will be there, and it's a fundraiser. So it's a fashion show, it's a fundraiser, and they contacted me, and I got the, you know, I helped provide my celebrity friends, which is my friend Sam Sarpong and Vanessa Curry from the Pussycat Dolls. Sam is on Ryan Seacrest's Access TV right now, and he's done tons and tons of other stuff, and I helped provide that, and then they hired me to do media. So I'm going to be doing the media relations stuff and kind of connecting the dots on how to acquire the content the way the company and the brand needs it to be acquired and then web outreached so it gets seen. And that's my role. So I will be directing and telling people and grabbing people and pulling them over and, hey, do this interview, get this picture, blah, 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 blah. And I'm moving and shaking. And then right after that event, then I'm going to a Grammys gifting suite. And I will be doing the celebrity thing, the Hollywood It Guy easy thing, and I will be walking the carpet and getting lots of goodies. Hopefully a Rolex watch.
Oh, boy.
Watch,
well, you know,
so anything you don't want, pass over to us.
Oh, definitely. Give me the address.
You and you definitely are just switching out those fedoras, you know, all day. It sounds coming up on Saturday with everything you've got going on. And do you ever find those sometimes that your head's just kind of spinning from all of it? I mean, especially when you first, you know, kind of made it and you started experiencing this for what it is. I mean, was there ever a moment it just felt completely surreal to you?
Always. Yeah, a lot of times. But, you know, I'm a believer. I have God. And that's the only thing that's kept me sane in this fun world. And, yeah, it gets very overwhelming sometimes. And believe it or not, a lot of people would have quit, I think. I give a lot of my credit to my dad because my dad raised me as not a quitter. And, unfortunately, I chose something that was very tough, and I won't stop until I'm at the goals that I want, which is I don't even know really where those goals are. I don't know where I'm going to be going, but I'm going to keep going until I get it, until I figure it out. And basically, I always pray, and I always ask for strength. And I will get many things that are overwhelming, but I have a great team. I'm very blessed to have the team that I have. I have a really great agent. I have a great producer, marketing people, editors, assistants, all that stuff. I have about 27 people in my company, and they keep me, like, for instance, we do Easy Way Broadcasting. Well, Easy Way Broadcasting is a blog talk radio network just like this, and it's featured, and we do 6 celebrity shows every day. So you can think how difficult it is to maintain that many shows. You need to have producers. So we have 2 producers, and without them, I wouldn't be able to keep up what I'm doing without my team. So I'm very blessed to have my team.
And those shows on Blog Talk, each one is hosted by a different person, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we actually just brought on 3 new awesome, spectacular shows. I'm really excited, and I don't know if I should leak it or not. Maybe I can leak one because you guys are so cool.
Come on. Give us
maybe
one.
2 because it's called Take 2 Radio. Okay.
There you go.
We have been in strong discussions with Nick Cannon's brother, Gabriel Cannon, to have the Cannon family come on board. And Vanessa, we just brought aboard Vanessa Curry from the Pussycat Dolls, and she was on Dancing with the Stars with Pitbull. She's going to be doing a music and fashion show.
Oh, wonderful.
And we are in strong discussions as well with Donald Trump's former, what's that show, The Apprentice. Jennifer Murphy was on The Apprentice, and she's like a beauty queen winner and Miss USA and all this stuff. And she's going to possibly be doing a charity show for teen self-esteem and stuff like that.
Wow. That sounds wonderful. I think your listeners will be very happy to have those shows to listen to.
Go
ahead, Don.
Oh, I didn't say anything. I thought you were going to say something. So I'm sitting here. I've been talking the whole time, it seems like.
Well,
go ahead, Pam.
That's funny. We don't normally do this. One of the things I wanted to bring up is that you were awarded by the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, American Society of Young Musicians. What was that for, and how did that come about?
Well, the MMPA, I've been friends with the president for years, Darby Hutcherson, long-time friend. I've known him for probably close to 7 years now. And we just kind of, he just wanted to recognize me. Just out of the blue, he's like, man, you've done so much for the community and this, that. And he wanted to recognize me and give me an award. And that was really awesome. And actually, the director of the Golden Globes, former director of the Golden Globes, and the current director of the Spirit Awards, which is happening this month, actually, Chris Donovan, presented me this award. And also my friend with Warner Brothers, and a lot of people came, and you know, Doug Jones, if your listeners like Doug Jones, who was on he was the Silver Surfer in Fantastic Four, and he was in Hellboy, and everybody knows Doug Jones. He played the Blue Sapien Fish guy in Hellboy. He came out, and I had all the support that came out, and so it wasn't just getting the award. I had tears in my eyes because of the support that showed up to speak about me. And this is all on YouTube if anybody wants to see it. And basically they decided to give me an award, and then it just kind of turned into creating a category about me, and then they actually named an award, and you know, they worked with the city and county of Los Angeles as well, and the council members, and they do a lot of that stuff. So just more and more people started getting involved, and that's kind of what made the whole Easy Way movement really legit, and really, I think a lot of people follow me and my movement because it's solidified and backed by so many major things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, one of the people to receive your Easy Achievement Award in 2012 was Larry Namer, the former co-founder of E! Entertainment. Why did he receive that? What is the award known for, and who else has received it?
Well, the award is you have to have a certain amount of charity credits behind you. You have to have helped the community a certain way. You have to have a worldwide outreach, and it has to be, you have to have a strong social media presence. I mean, basically, if you go on HollywoodItGuy.com, you click on awards, all that info is actually on the awards that shows the award, and it shows exactly what you need to do. But that's a basic gist of it. And Larry Namer is my biggest mentor. He's like a dad to me. He's like an industry dad. And I think that's another reason why I've really expanded and gotten into new doorways, because the fact that someone like him really endorsed and solidified my brand was a blessing. And I mean, he created E! Entertainment. You know, who else can you? I mean, God is the only person above someone like that, you know. He's been there and done it so many times, and he knows everybody. There's nobody he doesn't know, and he's really like a friend of the family now. It's awesome. So I mean Larry has done amazing things. Besides being the co-founder of E! Entertainment, he's now running China. He has a company called Meitan Development Group, and they just did Gossip Girl, and they have all these shows they're doing, and they're doing film, and he has a big office out in Sherman Oaks, and he also has this thing in China, so he goes back and forth, and he's done a lot of charity work people don't even really know. You'd have to really research him, because he's not a boaster. You'd never know, but I know, and I felt that needed to be recognized, because he's done so much for, like, you know, saving the whales, and a lot of stuff, plus his son, actually. His son had brain cancer. And you have to be so strong, and he was such a good role model for his son. I mean, he just really deserved it, and I was blessed that he even accepted it. And if you knew who was receiving my award this year, your listeners probably wouldn't believe me, so I won't even say it.
No, come on. Quit teasing us.
Well, one thing that I'm curious about, because I want to go back to what you said a moment ago about being a man of faith and having God, and obviously it's been your credit in that way, you know, as a testament to your success. But how do you use that in terms of, you know, as you interact with people all day long, every day, and in your business?
I ask for protection. I ask for a shield. I ask for signs. Of should I work with them or should I not? You know, I ask for the gifts to recognize signals and mm-hmm. things like that. You know, you meet so many people and people. There's so many talkers. Oh my God, so many talkers in Hollywood. And everybody with a pen and a paper is a producer, and it's just. And then there's a lot of people that don't have the right intentions, and there's a lot of power players that. I really don't feel that they should be in that position. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I pray for the strength and the ability to recognize who I should work with. And it's really cool because everybody I work with is a faith-based person. And they're really good people. And that's why I think a lot of people like to be in our circles, because if you go to an Easy Way event, if you go to a birth, whatever we do and we're involved in, you will notice that the vibe of the people around you, they're not going to be like, when they walk up to you, they're not going to be like, what do? How can you help me? You know, they're just normal people. They're just cool, and they're more about helping you than you helping them. And I just kind of created a movement of just good people that want to help people, and I'm just moving it along and seeing what happens.
Well, and you know, and I think in your business you have to have an incredible amount of discernment in order to be able to know the right people to work with, because you know all too well, you know, Hollywood in itself is just chock full of a lot of different, you know, idiosyncrasies, and you know, you have a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of celebrities unfortunately get surrounded by the wrong people, because the wrong people tend to worm their way in, you know, and it can be, before someone knows it, they can really be lost to a lot of things and ask themselves, you know, who am I? And so I guess you being in the position you are, you know, it's good that you've kind of got that grounding faith that kind of keeps you directed, you know, and points you to where you need to be. And you can't go wrong that way, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's one of the most important things, I think. And I'm getting a call from my agent right now, and I'm getting paid by Nautica de la Cruz on KGLH, which is Stevie Wonder's radio station, 102.3. And I'm talking to you guys. Talk about multitasking.
No, it's just amazing. You know, and that is incredible the way social media has just exploded. You know, now pretty much anybody can do pretty much anything they want to do on social media, and really make a name for themselves, you know, whether they're a musician or, you know, they're aspiring actor, actress, model, whatever it may be, and they want, you know, to kind of make a name for themselves or try to get their brand out there. It is a great medium to do that. And you being such a social media mogul, what things kind of do you see on the horizon with social media, whether it be YouTube or, you know, Twitter, Facebook? What do you see kind of being the next big thing that's going to be happening out there?
Well, first of all, thank you for calling me a social media mogul. That word is so strong. I think I could be maybe an expert or consultant, maybe a mogul. I don't know. That's hard to keep up with there. But I appreciate that you think that's what it is. I think if I was to say and pick any social network to work with, I would recommend LinkedIn. And the reason of that is, and this is new to me, I looked at my LinkedIn, and I'm not even kidding, I had 14,000 something requests on my LinkedIn.
Oh my gosh!
I never go on LinkedIn, and the reason I didn't go on LinkedIn because I was afraid. I thought LinkedIn linked you in with contacts, therefore people that linked in with me get linked in with my contacts, and I didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think LinkedIn fixed that. I don't know, because now I'm using it, and it's the best tool. I mean, I've gotten real deals. Like, I'll give you a success story here. Nautica de la Cruz, I met her with Regina King, actually, about 4 years ago at a homeless event, and I interviewed her. And that's the only time I really came across Nautica. I've seen her on red carpets here and there, and periodically. But her producer actually contacted me on LinkedIn after seeing my LinkedIn, and she was like, wow. And the Hollywood It guy, and here's a little tip for your listeners. If you want to brand yourself and have people look at your stuff and you want to get more followers, come up with something really catchy that catches people's eye on your name, username thing. That's why I came up with the Hollywood It guy, because anybody that sees in capital letters Hollywood It guy, you're going to want to look at that. What does that mean?
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that draws people in. So anyway, she told me because of the Hollywood It guy, she looked at it, and then she looked at everything, and she didn't even know I knew Nautica. She contacted me on a whole other tip. She actually contacted me to help brand and get involved with Nautica. And so that's a cool little success story, and we're now doing business off of her contacting me on LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is really a business system, and what I found out is LinkedIn has a thing called reference or something like that, or referral. Like, you can actually, somebody that's linked in with you can refer you, And the more references you have behind you, the more people want to do business with you. They're real business people that are on that social network. So that's like a real good network for actually getting business deals and things actually happening. Now, Twitter's amazing to get trended and get ranked on Google and to link other – to kind of at other people and include them. And Twitter's cool because it links into everything else. Like if you tweet, you can go to Facebook, you can go to LinkedIn, you can go to everything. So I use Twitter usually all – you know, mostly because when I tweet, it automatically goes to my LinkedIn, my Facebook, and my something else, feed, my feed, which is another social network. But I would recommend LinkedIn because that's where the money is.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you informed us of that because I joined LinkedIn, I don't even know, probably a year ago and don't really pay attention to it because I didn't know exactly what was involved with it and haven't really sat down to take the time to see what you can discover on there and what you can use it for. I know I'll get emails saying jobs you might be interested in from LinkedIn or, you know, here's the most recent update or something, but it's much more than that from what you're saying.
Yeah, I need to tell my system, hey, make sure you contact LinkedIn and tell them that I need an endorsement for that. I want 10,000. Okay,
yeah.
No, I just totally endorsed the heck out of
there
LinkedIn.
You go.
Man, but yeah,
well,
it's a great network.
Out of all the celebrities you've met, who has touched your heart the most?
Wow, that's a great question. There's been a lot of them. Definitely Larry Nehmer. Because he's really, I mean, he was introduced to me through my friend Dave Gorman, who's also a very major producer, and my friend Diane Bennett, and they, because of them, they're the reason I'm in with Larry. But for him to, like, for instance, when I hit Larry, he couldn't be at my first award ceremony, but what he did is he actually went in his studio, and he recorded an endorsement video saying, I'm sorry I can't be at your award ceremony, but blah, 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 and then at the end of the video, he says, you're looking and you're helping to change the media world. And that was a really good tool for me to use. You know, for someone like him to do that, I mean, he didn't even really know me that well at the time. We knew each other for a couple months maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, really give a lot of credit to Larry. Pamela Hasselhoff, David Hasselhoff's ex-wife, she's like a mother to me. She's always supported us. Sam Sarpong, which is, you know, he was on MTV's Yo Mama, and he was the face of Ed Hardy and Tommy Hilfiger, and he's an actor and host. And he... really just, you know, he's just that guy that's always supported, and I've always supported him, he supported me. You know, so if I could think of a couple people, I'm trying to think of Tamla Jones from The Castle, ABC's Castle, Regina
mm-hmm.
King's sweetheart, she's always supported me. And they do so much charity, you know. I would say any of the celebrities that I know of, I mean, I know a lot of them, so it's hard for me to pick one. But
right.
If they're really involved in a nonprofit and they're taking their time, because I gotta tell you, man, celebrities are really, really busy, and they're jet lagged and they're tired, and like, you know, being on set tires you out. So for them to take their time to walk a carpet, and a lot of celebrities don't like to walk carpets and they don't like the public appearances. It's tiring.
Mm-hmm.
But for them to take their time to support. I don't know what foundation, but for them to do that, if they're really from their heart supporting a real foundation, I think that I'm given the stamp of yes, easy way, totally.
And you know what? It does mean a lot to the foundations, the charities that they support, because their voices are loud and they get more people to take notice and to take the time to donate either time or money for them.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't normally happen, you know.
Yes, totally. And I mean, the people that are coming to this benefit—it's amazing benefit for them to take their time. I mean, you know, I called Nautica up, and Nautica de la Cruz, like, she doesn't need to do this, but she's like, yeah, I'm gonna come. When I told her what the event was and what it's about—the Hearts for Hope and everything. Yeah, you know, I was literally talking to her while she was on the radio. She was taking a little quick break. And I was like, you need to come down. This is a great benefit, great cause. Just because of the cause, she's like, okay, I'm going to come down for an hour. Put me down. You know, and these types of celebrities that are, like, on something with, I mean, she comes right on before Steve Harvey. She's huge. But but you don't need to, you know, for her to take her time and do that, you know, I think that any celebrity, even if I don't know them, any celebrity that takes their time and really, really supports nonprofit, I like I said, I stamped that.
Well, who do you support? What charities are your favorite and close to your heart?
Well, cancer, anything cancer research, because my dad had lymphoma cancer. And but you know, again, this shows you what faith does. You know, my dad is fine now. And
right.
when we found out he had lymphoma cancer, he had no doubt in his mind. It didn't bother him at all. His faith was so strong. And because your mindset is very important when something like that, because the stress level can kill you. In fact, believe it or not, I believe that the fear and the stress level kills you quicker than the cancer does.
Mm-hmm.
And but my dad's mindset on it was like the chemo, when it was coming in, it was Kool-Aid. And he was like, the way he thought about it in his head, I mean, I'm trying to get my dad to do motivational speaking. Yeah, he's a very motive. I mean, he could talk to cancer patients and make them, their whole mindset would change. And so, he you know, cancer institutes, homeless foundations. I work with the Union Rescue Mission, the Red Cross. I've worked with them many times. I've worked with Teen Self Esteem. I actually have a blog. I'm going to be going on BellaBooGloss.com, which is supported by Monique Coleman from High School Musical. I have a blog on there, and I think teen self-esteem is a real big one. Obesity, bullying. I support a lot of bullying. My friend Quentin Aaron from The Blind Side, he has a foundation, the Quentin Aaron Foundation. I support that. I mean, just go on my blog and just kind of follow my stuff, and I've supported over 50 charities, you know, and I raise awareness for anything out there that's real. I try to take my time. And even my money, because it costs money for production and writing and all that stuff.
Right.
I'm always, because the way I look at it is you're on this earth for only so long, and what dents are you making before you're gone, you know?
Mhm. Mhm. That is so true. And, you know, and all the things that you have done, and obviously you're enormously blessed, and you continue to be blessed. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact of how much you give back. You know, they say if you put it out there, whatever you put out in the universe is going to come back to you tenfold. And so by virtue of the fact that you are doing all these wonderful things for charities and for people and bridging gaps and connecting, I mean, that is really what it's all about. That's the human way. And, you know, and with everything that you've done, is there something yet that you have yet to tap into that you would like to do, kind of a bucket list kind of thing?
Wow, you guys come prepared with your questions. These are good questions here. TV, you know, I haven't yet hit. I mean, I've done a big International Axe body spray commercial. I've done commercials. I've done little things. I was on Extra with Mario Lopez. I was on, and I wasn't actually on as a guest, but I had little 30-second spots, and you could see me. And I was even on with Jimmy Kimmel. I've had little 30-second spots, and I've hustled my way to opportunities, but I've never been that guest yet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've never quite had my own show. I've never even been on as an actor on a major sitcom and things like that. So that's still a goal and a focus that I'm hitting towards. And that stuff seems to really be coming together right now. You know, we have I can't talk too much about it, but we do have a television show that we're supposed to be shooting on my birthday. March 21st, and that might be my first. But it seems like after being in the industry I've been in the industry hardcore for about 8 years, creeping on 9, and I'm just now, and I really hope your listeners, that anybody that wants to get in the industry or is interested in Hollywood, really listens to this. It really is tough, and you have to stick with it, and it's like half of 1% of millions that get that break. And and I've really, really pushed, and I've pushed myself on social media, and I've been in great opportunities. And I've been the one to cover things, but I haven't been the one to be covered. If that makes sense. Besides, I mean, I've been on tons of interviews. I've done covers of magazines. I've done a lot of stuff. But I where's the People magazine? You know, there's things with big media that's coming at me now. I mean, I may be on. Now, on big main, I can't talk about what it is because I hate talking and not having it happen, but I do have some great, great, great things that are coming about, and my agent's amazing, and she's keeping me so busy. We have a show where we're in development right now for me to host that's kind of like American Idol and Soul Train, and cool things that are afoot. But again, seeing yourself, I'm waiting for that day that I can sit back on the couch with my beautiful wifey, and I get to watch TV, and I go, hey, that's me. All right, cool. Yeah. It wasn't fair. When I did my Axe body spray commercial, it wasn't out here in the U.S., so I didn't get to watch it on TV. I didn't get to watch it on YouTube, which isn't bad.
Wasn't that in Japan?
No, that was actually in Argentina. It was South America.
Argentina, okay. I knew it was a different country, and I remember watching it. It was pretty cool.
It played everywhere, and I was like a little kid in a candy store, just waiting for it to hit the U.S., waiting, and then I waited for like a year, and I'm like, oh, no, it could still happen. And I'm like finding out it's still playing in India, it's still playing in Mexico, it's still playing in Argentina, in South America. It's huge. I'm this big, huge star in South America. I don't even understand the language, but I'm a big star out there. And I'm just waiting for it to hit the U.S. I'm waiting, and it never did. It was so sad.
Well, okay. Speaking of languages, do you know any other ones besides English?
Poquito español, speckin de Deutsch, wee wee, just wee from there.
You sound about like me, you know.
Just what you pick up here and there. Well, I have no doubt in my mind that we're going to see more of you and on, you know, primetime TV and sit here one day, Dawn and I, and we'll call each other and say, oh, my God, there's Eric. Look, he's on E! Entertainment or something.
Yeah.
Or Jay Leno or somebody, you know. I have no doubt in my mind with the way you're going. And even though it may seem like a long time, 8 or 9 years that you've been doing this, you've come so far since you started,
mm-hmm.
and you should be very proud of yourself because I know that a lot of people that know you are.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. And I do have something, and then I will tell your listeners, which is pretty cool. If you Google E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, you will see a press release that Larry Namer's company, Maton Development Group, put out that states something about Greg Kinnar, who does Talk Soup on E!, and another really major woman that's on E!, and they're mentioning some great stuff. And then at the end of it, it says, you know, like Larry Namer has helped cultivate the careers of, you know, hold on one second. I'm sorry, okay. This is my agent. She's really hitting me a lot right now, so this might be really, can you guys hold on 1 second?
Yeah,
I apologize.
Sure, no problem.
Tina, I'm live on air doing an interview right now. Can I hit you back? Yeah, Tina, can I hit you back? I'm live on air doing a radio interview right now, and they're hearing you. Okay.
Hello, agent.
Yeah, I should have actually put it on speakerphone. Your listeners would love that. But anyway, I'm saying, like, they said Larry Namer helped cultivate their careers, and Larry Namer has made a lot of stars. And I didn't, I mean, I really, because I put Larry out on Washington Times. I have a column on Washington Times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put him, I also host for Actors Reporter, which is real big. And I've done a lot of interviews, and I've given Larry a lot of love, and he gave me the love back. But he actually says, and I don't know what this means, still waiting, but it says, and now Eric Zulli in Hello Hollywood for China. So there's something kind of brewing there, and I mean, hey, I've always wanted to go to China, so we'll see what happens.
That sounds quite interesting and intriguing for sure.
Yeah,
you'll definitely have to let us know what that means,
mm-hmm,
once you find
definitely.
Out.
Yeah, all the Take Two Radio listeners need to follow me on Twitter because that's going to be pretty cool. And if they want to check it out, you know, it says it on there, and I'm still waiting to see what's up. So.
Yeah, and you can follow him on Twitter by his name, at Eric Zulli, Z-U-L-E-Y, and Eric is with a C. Now, another thing I read is that you can rap on demand, so I'm going to hold you to it. Let's go.
I have a beat, man. There's no beat, but okay, I can do a little acapella. Let's see. I'm just an average fellow, just rapping to Take Two Radio. Here we go. Where's the listeners at? Where's the call-ins? And I'm sitting here rapping, and I'm not bawling quite yet, but I will soon. It's all good. I can go from the sun to the full moon. When I'm getting on the red carpet, I get it started, and people come up to me, and they're like, hey, it's Easy. I'm like, yep, that's me. You can do an interview. And you know what? This rap is so cool, it leaves you with deja vu. All right, I'm done.
That was wonderful.
I love it.
That was wonderful. Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
I don't know
that,
many people that can do that. That was great.
Yes, that was.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And you know what's cool about that is, and this is another good thing is for your listeners, that kind of makes me what I am as a communicator, because in order to freestyle like that, you have to be able to think really, really, really fast and multiple. So while I'm talking to you guys, I'm like, oh, I wonder what this is how my brain is thinking right now. I'm talking to you guys, and I'm wondering what my agent wants. Oh, my God, could that be a booking? And I'm looking, and I'm going, oh, I got my show tomorrow. And I'm thinking of 10 different things, but I'm also mainly focused on you guys. And my brain just thinks different than other people, and I kind of trained myself, and it started from freestyling. And, you know, I put that into my marketing efforts and all the other things. I put that into my life. So I don't know, it's weird. I feel like it's kind of a cool superpower. You know, my brain just thinks so fast. Mm-hmm. And you just got to know how to harness it. That's
right.
My problem. I'm trying to harness it and take a couple steps back, and I got to exercise more. And that's really my only problem is the personal side, exercise and you know, all that, you know, and eating but other than that, I'm straight. I'm getting better. I am getting better. You can hear the funness in my voice. And by the way, you should have put like a warning sign when I talk, because like your ribs start hurting, because I guess people say I'm funny here and there. Go ahead, laugh.
You're right. Well, I know Don and I multitask a lot, and a lot of people can't understand how we do it. You know, if I'm interviewing somebody, Don and I are Skyping at the same time. We're in the chat room. We're on Twitter. We're on, you know, wherever. But I think you have to be the biggest multitasker I have ever spoken to in my entire life.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to my team, too. I got a lot of great editors and writers. I got about 5 writers now that are writing my columns for me and all the cool stuff you see on the blogs and everything. A lot of that's not me, so I'm not going to take a lot of credit. I can't do all this. It's not possible, but I'm a good delegator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you should be.
It's important.
It's your empire that you're building. You should be the delegator. That's the way I see it.
Right?
Yeah, and I got to commend you guys, too, on the Take Two Radio. Your website's great. And what I love, again, I'm a brander, so I'm very critical when I look at things. And what I love is it's really, really simple. And the whole point of it is this is our next interview. Here's a big old face of our next interview, and here's the bio. The only thing that I'd like to see is some links, because, like, on those interviews, you should be able to click on the face, and it takes you to the show.
Well, it actually, if you click on the name, it links to either somebody's website or their Facebook or their Twitter or whatever they have that's available, their IMDb.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I clicked on my name. I didn't see that. But maybe I missed it.
Well, you must have. See, there's – okay, now you're slacking, because I know Dawn does her job.
Yeah, I linked to. Actually, as Pam was saying that, I'm like clicking your name. I'm looking at our website, and I'm clicking your name to make sure I didn't forget to link it. But I did. I linked it to you, and I also, you know, have started putting the follow, you know, so-and-so Twitter buttons on for each.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
I love that follow Twitter button. That's what I do on my column on the Washington Times, and that's awesome. You're going to get a lot of guests that way, because you're helping them get more followers. And I will shout you guys out and give you a big time, huge blog post if I see some Twitter followers. They gotta holler. They gotta do they gotta do the number sign. This is called a meta tag. They gotta do the number sign. No, a hashtag. I'm sorry. It's called a hashtag. They gotta do the number sign and Take Two Radio, so I know they're coming from you.
Okay. Awesome.
Wow.
So
okay.
Everyone, listen up. Eric Gilly has spoken. So you know, if you're reaching out to him, be sure and hashtag it to death, please.
Yeah.
Take Two Radio with the hashtag.
And
well.
That's the number 2.
That's exactly right.
Now, I did click on your name from our website, and it went to theeasyshow.com. So just so you know, it pulled it up.
Oh, perfect. Well, I know I have like 20 websites. So The Easy Show is great. Hollywood It Guy is great. You know, a lot of people like the network. And as far as anybody, if anybody's wondering, The Easy Show is a web series. All the fun stuff I do in Hollywood, I do record, and I do web series, and I do interviews, I do behind the scenes, I do the making of, and you never know what you're going to get. But right now we're dealing with a lot of Disney stars, so if you watch Disney, you might want to watch my show. We're dealing with a lot of designers, and we're going to be dealing with Dancing with Stars coming up. And The Easy Show, I'm a kid with a flip cam, and everything I do, I'm always recording on my flip cam, and I get really cool stuff. I got the Power Rangers on Nickelodeon. They're on every Saturday at 12, the Power Rangers Samurai. I'm friends with all those Rangers, and I literally got them at a fundraiser outside on the street flipping off walls. It's cool.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you, you do so much. I mean, my head would be continually spinning, Eric. I don't know how you do it.
It's
but,
spinning just listening to him.
I know. I mean, you know, I thought I was busy. This is, you know, you have definitely given me, you've risen the bar, my friend. I've got a lot to aspire to. So,
yeah. When we grow up, we want to be Eric, right?
Oh. It's all delegation and producing, man. Like I give so much love and you know, I have so many producers and columnists and people, and I mean, you know, and Twitter, you know, again, I got to give a shout out to Twitter because I'm getting people now, like on LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook, that are hitting me up and saying, hey, we want to be a part of the Easy Movement and things like that. And they're hosts and they're this and they're writers and they're graphic designers and editors and all this stuff. And yeah, you know, I'm the type of person that always gives someone an opportunity. Yeah, and I also honor individuals as well. So like I said, I can't tell you what it is. Well, I guess I can tell you. Maybe we'll wait until the end of the show. There's another wait until the end of the show.
it's actually the end of the show, so.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what it is then. If you guys look up somebody named Sam Beard, he worked with all the presidents, and he actually founded the Jefferson Awards with Jacqueline Kennedy. That's my next awards recipient.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so I was pretty stoked.
Are you going to do that on air somewhere, or is this going to be in person? Is it going to be videoed? How's that happening?
Oh, well, of course. Everything might be on my television show. It probably will be on my television show, which will be hopefully with the Dish Network. And we will be doing it with the Easy Show, and it'll be on thewtv.com. It'll be on HollywoodItGuy.com. But really, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll know everything. But everything I do is on YouTube. So if you follow me, you'll see my crazy life, as Jackie calls her show. And that will be a really interesting event. And I got to give credit to Rick Rosman, who's my client. He's actually one of the wellness advisors for Wells Fargo. He's one of the top executives, and I've met so many awesome people through him, and he has a show on Sundays. If anybody wants to listen to a show that raises awareness to charity and talks to like really high-end people and like sports figures and celebrities and things, that's a great show on Sundays at 4:00. And if you don't mind, I know this is the end of the show. Can I plug my shows? Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so anybody that's listening, we're going to have Tuesdays. We have Sports and Music with former NBA star Maurice Egger. He opens up opportunities for artists with music and talks to sports figures like Ryan Hollis from the Clippers and Anthony. Tons of NFL and NBA people. And then Wednesday, we're going to have probably celebrity gossip. Actually, Wednesday is going to probably be Vanessa Curry, and it's going to be Fashion and Music by a Pussycat Doll, which is pretty cool, a former Pussycat Doll. And then Thursday is Jackie's Vita Loca, and she's just a crazy Latino that's funny as heck. And
I listen to her show. She's funny.
Oh, good. I'm glad. And then my show, there's this crazy guy named EZ that just he does a lot of crazy things. He's like the Where's Waldo of Hollywood. And my show's 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Friday. Jackie's is 3:00 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then Saturday, if anybody knows who Shane Sparks is, Shane Sparks was the judge on So You Think You Can Dance and America's Best Dance Crew. He is Emmy nominated. He's one of the biggest dance choreographers, and he does a show called Planet Dance. So if there's any dancers out there, definitely listen to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Planet Dance on Saturdays. And then I told you about Rick Rosman's show on Sunday, and that's 4 p.m. on Sunday, and that's the Easy Way Broadcast. And like I said, we got these other new shows that were in development. Don't know the times, don't know everything yet, but we're in the construction of the website, so we'll have all. And the cool thing about our podcast is everything that you're hearing, you're seeing as well. And we're also going to be opening opportunities and situations where we fly people out. They can hang out with us on a red carpet. They can actually be on the show. They can be a host on the show. Yeah, like we're going to be really coming up with cool showcases and really interactional type of things. And I've just really been getting in my celebrity friends' ears to give back to the people that want to make their dreams come true and they want to be a star. Mm-hmm. But we're letting you know the real reality of it. But at least you should get a chance to experience it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And all your shows are on Blog Talk, just for our listeners, so they know that, right?
Yes, Blog Talk Radio, and they're also syndicated to other things. But, yeah, right now, Blog Talk Radio, easywaybroadcasting.com, letter E, letter Z. And really, if you follow my blog, HollywoodItGuy.com, it's like an instant press release. Every time I blog, you'll get the email, and all the cool stuff I do, I'm blogging on there. And that's the best, I think one of the best ways. Or you can, I mean, I don't even want to go into the social media. There's so much. There's, I have like probably 19 different Facebook pages and 10 Twitters. And
yeah.
I think I only have one LinkedIn.
Only one LinkedIn. And then, I'm sure that'll change.
Then WTV is our network. It's everything's powered by our network. WTV Networks, it's an entertainment news network, fashion, music, film, sports, general news. Like, it's just a general kind of like Entertainment Tonight site, but a lot of cool stories on there. And we're always the goal of that. The point of that is what you need to know to succeed your goals. And we always love to hear other people's success stories and then the struggles of to get to their success stories. And that's we always want to hear other people's situations, especially if you have a success story with social media. We want to hear it and we want to post it. So hit us up, info@easywaybroadcasting.com, or just follow me on Twitter, hit me up directly. It's all Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. God, there is a lot of stuff. I don't even
right.
know. Just go to the blog, HollywoodItGuy.com. Follow that, and that's probably the best one.
Any way you can get in touch with Eric if you'd like to further your career or talk about your career or want to know how to start one, just hit him up and I'm sure he'll be happy to help you out. And Eric, we want to thank you so much for spending this hour with us. It's been so exciting, so interesting, and so, I don't even know, over and above anything else that we've done recently. And we look forward to speaking with you again. We hope you will join us on our show.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much. Take Two Radio. I love you guys. You guys rock. And maybe Take Two, you'll get another take with Easy when I come back. Back by popular demand. So you guys got to post your comments and tweet and hit and like. And if you like me and you didn't laugh too much and I didn't hurt your stomach too much, then I will be coming back and check on my show tomorrow. I have Bob Hernandez, which actually, if anybody knows who Akon is with Con Live, he runs Con Live. He's like the marketing guy for Con Live. He's also a TV producer, and we're going to talk about a lot of cool stuff with him. And he's been a longtime friend of mine. I was with Akon and Convict Music for a long time as well. I was kind of the behind the scenes host for them for a long time. And there's lots I haven't told you guys about. So check out my show and tune in and enjoy. And we'll be shouting out Take Two Radio. Take Two. I love the name Take Two.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Right.
I'm Eric Zuber. They call me the Hollywood It Guy, doing it the easy way. Take Two Radio. Got to listen to it. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Good night. Take care.
My gosh. If I had a third of his energy.
You cannot help but be energized when he is on the phone. I mean, he is so inspiring. I mean, you don't even want to be lazy when you talk to him.
I know.
It's just like, you feel like you got to get out and go do something, you know. It's just, and I'm not making fun. I mean, seriously, he has that, that way about him. I mean, he really is an enthusiastic spirit, and he just, you know, you can tell he really loves what he does, and he is, you know, fully living his dream and fulfilling his passion in life. And so I always love talking to someone who is like that, you know, that really does enjoy what they do. So kudos to him, and a man of faith, that never hurts. So double
exactly.
Kudos there.
Exactly. No matter what God you believe in somebody and they'll be there for you. You have to be spiritual.
Yep.
But, wow, okay, now I have to come down off of this high.
Well, I don't know. It depends on whether you want to talk about a future high that you're going to be on.
Oh, definitely. On Sunday. Reminds me of that car racing commercial. Do you remember that? Sunday. Join us for the Paos Revolution. I'm hoping that's how they say it, or if it's Paos, I don't know, but it's soap spelled backwards. And we are going to be having the three founders of that company with us, and that would be Jordi Villasuso and Doc and John. That'll be at 5 p.m. Eastern time, so join us back here at Take Two Radio on Blog Talk.
Yes,
did I get it all?
I know. You did, and I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, Jordy, you know, this is one of those times when it would be nice to just have the video phone going, you know? I mean, so we could just, we probably wouldn't do a very good job of interviewing him, though, if we had to look at him the whole time.
I know.
He's too much in awe. So, but yeah, I think it's going to be a great interview because they have, for those of you here who are not familiar, Payos is a company that was founded by these three men in response to the turn daytime television has taken in recent years. And so they are looking to resurrect some things about daytime television, and they're kind of doing it, going a completely different route. And they're working on a couple different things, shows and so forth, and they've just got a lot going on. And finally getting it off the ground. So it's pretty cool because we're getting somewhat of an exclusive interview with them about what's up and coming. So that's going to be exciting, Pam.
Yeah, they have a lot to talk about from the emails that I've been getting. I'm not sure what it is because I haven't been told ahead of time, but
it should be quite interesting. Well, I'm excited because Jordy played the role of Tony Santos on The Guiding Light. There's that quote coming up again. Long before he was ever on All My Children as Griffin Castillo, but he kind of broke into daytime on The Guiding Light, and he actually won a daytime Emmy for Outstanding Younger Actor in a Drama Series, and boy, was he lovely to look at every time he was on. And I'll tell you, for those who, you probably remember, he was in love with Mara, and Mara was Josh and Reba's daughter, so that was a great, great storyline, great love story there, and he was kind of a mobster. You know, his family was a mafia family, so it was a great, great storyline, and I hated when he left. Just another one of the many greats that was on Guiding Light, and we all came to know him through that initially. So, yeah, it's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I fell in love with him on All My Children. I didn't see him on Guiding Light, and I'm so sorry that I didn't. You know, there's a lot of great actors that have transferred over to other soaps, thankfully, you know, when those were canceled or just because it was time to move on and they went somewhere else, and we get to know him from those soaps. So this should be a very, very great show, I would really, really want every single person that loves soaps and loves Jordy and loves the behind-the-scenes people and everything from the different soaps to join us and listen in for an hour because I think it's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely.
And we're going to have to wrap up because Dawn has a show tonight. Who do you have tonight?
I have an artist. She is a jazz R&B artist. Her name is Duye. And so I'm excited to talk with her. She is actually based out in Hollywood. I'm sorry, L.A. So she, and I don't mean Louisiana, I'm talking California. She is out there where it's a lot warmer than it is here. But, yeah, she is going to be on the show. And we're going to be catching up and trying to find out what's going to be up and coming for her in 2013 and talk about her music. So if you can, join me in the next few minutes. I will be over on my station. And the interview actually starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. So if you'd like to join
us. And that's
us, at
Jam and Jukebox. You have to follow her on Twitter at Jam and Jukebox. There's no G in Jammin'. And then also on Blog Talk, just look up Jam and Jukebox, and it comes right up. And find her on air and listen to her interviews. She does some phenomenal interviews with some extremely interesting people. I listen to all of them, and I find out so many great things of what they, how they came to be and what they're working on. And it's an amazing show. So make sure you listen to that tonight at 8:30 Eastern.
And I really didn't pay her to say that. I'm so touched.
Yeah, you're
thank
touched,
you, Pam.
All right.
I appreciate it. Well, you know, no, it is. I'm always in awe of the guests that we have on. You know, the indie artist is just kind of an untapped area of the world, and those artists have so much to give, and musically they're just wonderful. So it's a great show, I think so, but I have to be part of my own show, I guess. No, but if you can, if you're so inclined, please join us 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and we'd love to have you. So thank you, Pam.
You're welcome. And thanks again for joining me tonight, Dawn. I know it was last minute, but I'm very grateful to have you and blessed to have you as a friend.
Well, thank
you.
And I'm glad. I'm just glad that you're okay. I mean, you sound better now. Yay!
I'm trying. And thank you to all of our listeners for joining us again tonight. And tune in again on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and that would be 2 p.m. Pacific. Have a good night, and God bless each and every one of you.
Tonight's show has been brought to you by One Taste of Main Street Cake Shop. Baked from scratch, custom-made cakes and cupcakes, and you'll be hooked. Every cake is made to order with only the finest and freshest ingredients. This is no ordinary bakery. Cakes are never pre-made. Main Street Cake Shop is in demand, having provided cakes and cupcakes for numerous prestigious events, bridal fairs, and venues. Owned and operated by April Murray, she has garnered many awards for not only her exquisite cake designs, but also for their incredible taste. If you're looking for a cake for any occasion, or cupcakes in a variety of flavors, then Main Street Cake Shop is the place. Visit them on the web at mainstreetcakeshop.com.